National arrested for allegedly obtaining $10,000 by false pretenses. Lusaka residents appraise a council for improved garbage collection. In Africa news, a former president Chakwera accuses Malawian government of persecution. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have arrested a 37-year-old Egyptian national for allegedly obtaining $10,000 by false pretenses. The suspect, Khalid Elassied Abolin of Foxdale, has been charged under Section 309 of the Penal Code for promising to invest the money in a furniture business that never materialized. Deputy Police Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha told Common Radio News that the complainant, a 36-year-old Egyptian national, Muhammad Abouzid of Ballaston, handed over the cash in January 2022 after discussions with the suspect, who assured him of a viable business opportunity. Ms. Kaitisha explained that the suspect had disappeared after receiving the funds and could not be traced until his recent arrest.
The facts of the matter are that in January 2022, at a known date, the complainant and the suspect who originate from Egypt entered into discussions after the suspect proposed that there will be a viable furniture business opportunity in Zambia. The suspect informed the complainant that an initial capital investment of $10,000 was required. Believing this representation to be genuine, the complainant handed over the said amount in cash to the suspect. After receiving the money, the suspect allegedly disappeared and could not be traced. On January 21st, 2026, at around 12:40 hours, the complainant spotted the suspect at East Park Mall in Lusaka and immediately alerted the police.
Some residents of Lusaka have commended the Lusaka City Council for improving garbage collection in the Central Business District and other parts of the city. Speaking in separate interviews with Kombon Radio News, the residents say that in the past, piles of uncollected garbage would remain in the CBD for over a month, attracting flies and increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. They noted that due to the council's recent efforts, there has been a noticeable reduction in diseases such as cholera. The residents have further pledged to play their part by keeping their homes and trading areas clean.
Try to improve money running.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development has recorded a significant reduction in cholera cases countrywide following a coordinated response of three local authorities. Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, says the measures include improved water, sanitation and hygiene infrastructure, cholera vaccination campaigns, enhanced waste management, and a stricter enforcement of public health regulations in high-risk areas. Dr. Pollen has since urged citizens to support government efforts by maintaining clean surroundings and observing proper hygiene, emphasizing that cholera prevention is a shared responsibility.
Local authorities have heightened their monitoring activities in cholera-prone areas, and this involves the enforcement of public health and sanitation regulations in markets, bus stations, central business districts, high-density settlements, and food premises. So fundamentally, we recognize the high-density areas as cholera-prone. We also are aware that places that bring people together in terms of economic activity, such as markets and bus stations, create conducive environment for the spread of disease. So there's strict monitoring of these particular places in terms of provisional.
Chief Shaibila of the Lala-speaking people of Mukushi district has expressed concern that Luano District Mini Hospital in Mansansa has been operating without toilets for patients. Speaking in a meeting held at Kampopo Palace, the chief said the lack of sanitation facilities has inconvenienced patients and poses a risk of diarrhea diseases and cholera. He described the situation as unfortunate, adding that earlier concerns raised with local leadership went unanswered. Chief Shaibila has also called on Luano and Mukushi town councils to shut down bars and taverns in Mansansa operating without toilets, saying they compromise hygiene standards.
Foundation in Mansansa. We know the way must respect. 2 weeks ago, I went to Mansansa for this. I found in that I didn't. I stopped it. So even the last 2 weeks, I went to do a snap check by Mansansa Mini Hospital. Very shameful. Money will have a womb. She have a patient that can be a mumma plastic. When you need a mumma plastic, I'm soon getting a mumma plastic. When you want a woman, the dog, when you want a sheep, go and the bus commander, it has become impossible. Shake, shake, shake. Now, suppose cholera is. This is the ice. What is the shame? Dr. Panja. You won't rule out sleepless nights, but now trying to fight. Instead of preventing, you start fighting now. Firefighting. This is why I'm not happy. Before cholera comes here.
Meanwhile, Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki says government, through the Constituency Development Fund, is constructing toilets at the mini hospital, with completion expected by the end of February 2026.
So, on the month end of February, next month, they are showing you that the facility will have the abortion block. Also, where you touch it. The hospital, the mini hospital, must have staff and toilets. It's very important. It's something that has to be considered.
The Kapirimponshi Local Authority has been urged to consider the prevailing economic conditions before setting annual trading license fees. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, concerned macro entrepreneur Abel Banda said the council has not taken economic realities into account.